Hey guys, welcome to the Take a Break Girl podcast, and it is me, Regina B., your self-care transformation coach. So today, we are going to talk about benefits of self-love. Like lately, I've been talking about self-love and how important it is for you to show yourself self-love, because that is part of your transformation. You can't have self-care and try to transform yourself and create this lifestyle that you see in your head and have these desires in your life. You have to begin to love yourself first. So, with that being said, let's just jump right on in. Let's talk about three ways that you can actually see the benefits from loving yourself. First of all, loving yourself does include trusting yourself. Like, we have to trust ourselves, right? We truly have to trust ourselves. You can't be in a relationship with someone that you claim that you love, but you do not trust them. So it's the same way with yourself. Imagine yourself in a relationship with yourself, and you say, I care about you, but you just don't love yourself. Doesn't even make sense. Total oxymoron, right? Okay, so you have to first start trusting yourself. Self-love also includes not settling for less than what you desire, not settling for less than what you deserve, or even of what you want, all right? It also includes, and most importantly, making yourself a priority. Making yourself a priority is important. If you don't make yourself a priority, how is it possible that you can even begin to get or go for the things that you want? If you want to make money, you got to love yourself, okay? If you want to lose weight, you got to love yourself. If you want to get a better job, try starting to love yourself. Loving yourself manifests those things, okay? So, like I said before, let's just jump right on in. Benefit number one of loving yourself: it boosts your confidence and your self-esteem. It really does. Like, that's the power of talking to yourself. If you wake up in the morning and you say, you know what, today's just going to be a terrible day. I don't feel motivated. Oh, God, I got to go to work. Like, those things are already dampening your mood and your confidence and how you're actually going to move throughout the day. But if you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I love me, I'm going to have a beautiful, lovely day, and I deserve love. Guess what? That just raised the mood of your day. That just changed the self-confidence that you have about yourself. It actually will motivate you to say, you know what? Yeah, today I want to go make that money. Yes, today I want to go learn something new. It motivates you to want to do that. Okay, benefit number two: it will help you to create a healthy lifestyle. When I first started this lifestyle thing, this healthy lifestyle, this self-care journey, I actually realized that I did not truly love myself the way that, you know, I was telling people that I love myself. And it's work. It's really, truly hard work. Like, you have to put in the work. You have to wake up every day and say, you know what, this is a new day. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to do something different. So, when I decided to say, you know what, I gotta love me, I did. I started creating a healthier lifestyle. I started eating better. I actually started drinking water, because anybody who knows me knows that Regina just does not drink water. Like, I didn't drink water. Now I drink water like I'm supposed to. I eat healthier, like I said earlier. I go for more walks. I work out. I mean, I just feel better all the way around, because I really truly did start loving myself. Okay, so that's really big. It's really, really big. And benefit number three, it relieves you from stress and anxiety. Like, loving yourself really does that. I did a post before on my Instagram. You guys all know I'm on every platform: Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Yes, no shameless plug. If you can't find me under the Pescatarian Girl, go check me out as Regina B. But I did this post, and I told you to go and give yourself a hug. Like, really, like, wrap your arms around yourself, hold yourself for a minute, think about beautiful things, and just really love yourself. When you're done doing that, you will realize how much stress is gone. You may not have any more anxiety. Love produces love. It does not produce anything else but love, all right? It produces a sense of security. It produces a sense of safety. So if you feel safe and you feel secure, you're most likely gonna have less stress. You're most likely gonna have less anxiety. So you have to practice these things. That's the benefit of truly, truly like getting to the point where you really are gonna love yourself. So at the end of the day, make sure that every day you are waking up and you are actually practicing self-love. Wake up in the morning, put a note on your mirror if you have to. And when you see that mirror or you see that note on that mirror, you should be saying, hey, I love me. That's it. That's all. Take that in and start believing that. Start believing that you really do love you. Start believing that you deserve love. Start believing that the people around you need to really love you. Life is way too short. So begin to do that. And the more you do it, the more you start waking up to things that don't love you and things that you don't desire to have in your life, okay? So it's important. It's really important that you do that. And I keep emphasizing that because without the self-love, there's no way you have the self-care, all right? So begin loving yourself and the self-care will easily, easily begin to happen. It's just that simple. So tonight, whenever you hear this podcast, make sure you do take a minute, yes, a full minute, and give yourself a hug and really hold yourself and really feel that feeling. That's it. That's how you can start to begin the self-love process. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to check me out, like I said earlier, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. There you'll get all of the good things that I like to post daily. Don't forget, I also have a self-care group for women. It is on Facebook. So all my sisters who want to join the self-care group and be a part of this wonderful, wonderful thing that I am doing, go to Facebook, check it out. The Facebook group is called Self-Care for Black Women. Okay, now I know some of y'all like only for the black girls. Well, you know what? Everybody is welcome. That's just what we call it because that's what it's focused on. All right. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you later. Bye.